Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I watched the Democrat debate last evening for the presidency, and I was hoping that you did. I hoped you survived. And so I want to hear from you, so I'm going to put that out there right now. It's 877-895-5410. But what did we not hear last night? Now, when they went off the air, they were telling us some things we didn't hear. But before I get into all that, I want to share something else. Now, bear with me. I have a direction I'm going, so bear with me. I want to read the first paragraph in the Declaration of Independence. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. And then I want to read, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America." We did not hear either one of those last night. We heard the national anthem song, and we heard a lot about socialism. But what is it that we didn't hear? We didn't hear, I've lost my papers here, they themselves said they didn't bicker. We heard that they didn't bicker. But I interject that first you have to care enough to bicker. Now, I'm not defending the Republicans and their bickering, don't get me wrong. They didn't fight over the issues, only about the different ways of solving them. We didn't hear them mention the Constitution very much. Sometimes they mention it as derogatory towards the Republican Party. The one who spoke of corruption and integrity was shot down quickly. What I heard over and over again was the government needs to provide and take care of everyone. Almost. Free stuff. Free stuff for everybody. Free this and free that. The evil rich, they're not paying their fair share. We need to redistribute the wealth to be fair to everyone. Health care. We need to be providing free health care for everyone and free education for everyone. Shame on the Republicans for wanting to defund Planned Parenthood. They praise Planned Parenthood. No respect for life. I was fed up before it was over. I kept watching. I stopped taking notes, kind of exactly like I did with the Republican debates. The difference with the Democrats that I saw, they are proud to be socialists. They're proud of it. They don't seem to love liberty, and they hate independence, unless it's their own. I heard Americans don't want to hear about Hillary's emails, and she was praised and patted on the back by Sanders. Well, Democrats, I know you know this, but it isn't about and never was about emails. They say the Americans don't want to hear about it. It is about the death of four Americans in Benghazi, which automatically gets investigated. But Hillary would not cooperate. She would not be open and honest. And she hid evidence. And she hid the evidence of emails. It is about a woman. She happens to be female. Who did not take her job as Secretary of State seriously. If she did, she would have never said, "What difference does it make?" When we had four dead Americans, she would have known what difference it makes. It is about the character of Hillary Clinton, who now wants to be your president. And she thinks she's owed this because she's female. As such, she will again have access to very serious, confidential information that, when mishandled, could bring death or even the complete destruction of what's left of this nation. I heard a mixture of things. Our economy is better. It's better now than it was when Obama took office. But statistics show a different story. But let's throw the stats out. Let's just throw them out, people. Look in your community. How many shops have closed? How many factories have moved or closed? Neighbors and family who no longer have a job or have had to change jobs because of the economy. If the economy is better, why does the government need to continue to give free stuff for everybody? Why do we need free stuff? We did not hear about rights of the common citizen. They brag that they are the defenders of gays. They claim that the Republicans hate women and discriminate against women. Although I had to joke, they made a joke of it because Hillary took longer going to on her bathroom break last night than the men. And she goes, "Well, it does take longer." Well, then you're not equal, are you? Define equality. Define it. Socialism is not what we are, but it is what we are rapidly becoming. A socialistic government. In order to do the things that they were wanting to do last night, as warm fuzzies those may be for you or for others, you have to stop and understand. Government can't give you anything unless it first takes it away, either from you or for somebody else. They talked about the evil rich, which I find is ironic, as Hillary stands there, a billionaire. Don't you find that ironic? And it was found out that she didn't pay her women employees the same that she paid the men. They want you to be able, as an employer now, they want you to give, they're going to fight that you give families time off, paid time off. Doesn't matter whether your company can afford it or not. And they're going to shoot for that minimum wage, which is a nice thought. Everybody wants to make more money. But the unintended consequences they refuse to look at. Sometimes you have to look at the big picture, and that's not always easy for everybody. It's just not. Well, I'm going to share something Ayn Rand has written, and I want to hear from you. There's more on the debate, but I want to hear from you. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I have some things that others have written and sent to me since last evening that I'm going to share, but I want to hear from you. The phone lines are open, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes. You are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or you who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y DairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have Jeff from Texas, and he's going to chime in a little bit. Jeff, did you watch the debate last night?
No, ma'am, I didn't. I don't have a television.
Well, good for you.
No, it doesn't really matter because they're all bought and paid for, and the president has already been decided by the bankers. Your vote will mean nothing.
Well, so what do we do, Jeff? I don't like to just leave people with no solution, so what do we do?
Here is the solution. The Russians are taking out Obama's ISIS army in Syria. The Bible says that Damascus will disappear in 1 hour. He's going to nuke Damascus.
Okay, that's not a solution.
That's the solution they're going to give you. Get ready for it.
Okay, I meant the solution to fix things. From you.
That fixes it for them.
Okay. All right. All right. I appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you. I have a couple of folks that sent me information. Well, not information, their opinion of what took place last night, and I'm going to share those with you. I did tell you I wanted to share what Ann Rand said. Now, I do not agree with Jeff. I agree with him up and to a point. I do believe things are being manipulated greatly. But I believe if enough of the American people stand up and take charge, it won't happen overnight, but we can start to take this country back. And even if we can't, it is your obligation to try. And if you don't try, then it's going to be up to you to explain to your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren what happened to their liberty. This is coming from Ayn Rand. There is no difference between communism and socialism. Now, I want you to understand this, because they are pushing socialism. Sanders gets up and says, Bernie says, he's a democratic socialist. She says, there's no difference between communism and socialism, except in the same ultimate end. Communism proposes to enslave men by force. Socialism, by the vote. It is merely the difference between murder and suicide. The Democrats in particular, but the Republicans do it as well, make promises to the American people. And the things that they promise you that they want the government to do are not the government's responsibility. I'm not being callous when I tell you health care is none of the government's business. It isn't their business. Now, they should make sure you have jobs. But they throw your money into so many things. And if Obamacare is working so well, why do we have to provide free health care for others? Why? If it's working so well, why do we still have a problem? Well, we have a problem, and it's going to get worse. Well, this is from a man. I'm just going to say his first name, Joe. So I scanned the Democratic debate, and it sounded like a used car sale. Not one single person had a clue what is wrong with America, nor did they act like they had a clear-cut plan to fix any of our problems. First, nothing is free when it comes to tax dollars. If you think that, then you're crazy. Taxes come from the 29% taken out of your work check. Taxes don't just magically appear. Someone has to pay them. Second, jobs will never come back as long as the government continues to pay companies to build outside the United States. We need to make businesses move back home. If you are an American company, but you don't build anything here, then you should not get any government assistance. We also need to raise sanctions and tariffs and taxes on any business bringing goods into the country. Third, it's time we start getting some of this aid back. We loan money to other countries and never get a dime of it back. We have loaned enough to several countries to literally buy those countries if we were making real estate deals for the land. Cut off all aid and bring our troops home. If you need help, then we will work out a contract and we will get it, and we will get him reimbursed. Fourth, excuse me. It is quite time that political correctness is done away with. I do not need politics in my life, and I am tired of giving into whining babies who sue you if they don't get their way. Life doesn't work that way. If you aren't happy with how life is going, then it's high time you grew up. Life sucks most of the time. So put on your adult pants, he says, and learn to deal with it. Fifth, raising minimum wage is the most ridiculous idea I've heard in the last 20 years. We should be lowering minimum wage and passing the Fair Tax Law. Yes, I said lower minimum wage. No one who makes minimum wage should be trying to make a living at it. If you want to make a better pay, then get a better job. All raising minimum wage will do is increase the cost of everything we buy and increase unemployment levels. Basic economics shows this to be true. You will not put more money into the system. You will force companies to cut back raises. For those of you who do not understand, I will make it simple. Your wage is determined by your employer, not the government. If you work for the government, your wage is paid by tax dollars. If you have taxes taken out of your check and you work for the government, you are paying your own salary. If you flip burgers for a living and are not a pimple-faced high school kid, then you need to reevaluate your life choices. Finally, if you can prove me wrong on these opinions, then good for you. Will my ideas bring jobs and money back to the country? Of course. Does anyone in politics agree with these ideas? I doubt it. If I have offended you with these ideas, then see my fourth idea, which was grow up or leave the country. And he says, have a good day. I think he knew very well when he sent that to me that I would agree with everything he said. And I chatted with him after I had that. He tagged me on Facebook. So if you really want to read it, I guess you'll have to go to my Facebook page. But I'm really concerned about the American people, that we have been trained and brainwashed to rely on these politicians who are doing what they're doing as a career. Now, I kind of got the impression, and I'll tell you right now, if he wasn't a socialist, I'd like Bernie Sanders. He's got passion. He believes in what he's doing. There's no doubt about that. But it's your money that he's playing with. It's yours. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Morning, Beth. Yeah, I got sick of it. I listened on the radio.
You turned it off, did you?
Yeah. You know, a lot of these immigrants and people come to South America, they come to this country and get all this free government stuff. But we, you know, we got a problem here with, it's called grants. Every little town around the country get grants, and, you know, that grant money comes out of the federal. You know,
out of your tax
stuff.
Dollars. That's where it comes
and,
from.
Yeah, obviously we got a big problem there with all the free grant money.
We give lots of stuff away. And it's you and me giving it away, but they're up there making the decisions as to who gets it and where your money goes. And, you know, when
they're giving it away, even to them, they're giving it away for us.
That's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, Larry, I think people fail to understand. They have said for many, many years, I've heard it said, that if we ever had to pay taxes, literally, like they did back in the biblical days, where you go and you hand them the money, there would be an uprising. But it's genius. It's genius. It comes right out of your paycheck if you get one. It comes right out of your paycheck and you never know it's gone. We're going into break. Larry, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We're going into a break. I have some more to share if you're not going to call me. 877-895-5410. Did you survive the debate? Did you end up turning it off? I want to hear from you what you think. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. The topic is today the Democratic debate last night. What you didn't hear. That's what I titled the show, but I'm hearing a lot of other things. Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing all right. And how are you, Beth?
I'm doing okay. Did you suffer through the debate or did you ignore it?
Because no, I did not watch the debate, but I wanted to make some comments on why people want socialism.
Okay.
And I think that when a lot of people in the country want socialism, that shows that country is in quite an advanced stage of decay and decline and deterioration, because that's how people are when they want socialism.
I think
people want socialism because socialism, supposedly, they think, is going to guarantee them safety and security and all these kinds of things. Going to take care of them. And they don't care much about freedom and opportunity, which is what a strong and healthy person wants, but they think that the socialist government is going to be their benevolent parent and give them safety and security and make sure that all their needs and wants and everything like that is taken care of, without them having to put out, much of any effort to get what they need, to take care of themselves. And so that's what people want when they're quite immature and when they feel kind of weak and helpless and not able to take care of themselves. Whereas when people are strong and healthy and more intelligent and more mature and can stand on their own two feet, they don't want the government guaranteeing them safety and security and taking care of them. They want freedom and opportunity. They feel like, I have some ambition, I have ability, I know what to do, I can take care of myself. I just want the government should take care of things like relationships with foreign countries and building the roads, you know, something that an individual can't do for himself. But as far as my personal life, I will stand on my own 2 feet. I want freedom and opportunity to do the best I can, to do what I can, to see what I can do, and I'll make my own way in the world. That's how people feel when they feel stronger and healthier and more intelligent.
And, you know, even when we talk about Obamacare or national health care, you know, I know everybody wants everybody to be in good shape and da-da-da-da-da, you know, healthy. Mm-hmm. But that isn't something you want someone else to be making the decisions on. And the more you put in the hands of Big Daddy government, the less control you have over your life. Now, there are those that maybe don't care if they have control or not. I don't know. You and I kind of like to have a little control. I want to decide when I go to the doctor and when I don't go to the doctor. And if I choose to do things that are unhealthy, I guess that's my choice. I know they are. I kind of laugh. I'm not saying they shouldn't be on there, but I have to laugh at the warning signs, the warning on the cigarette labels and on some of the other things. You know, it's like you have to know if you're going to drag on that cigarette, you're putting something in your body that shouldn't be there. Same thing with drugs. And, you know, they just keep pushing these things. And the more control that you give the government, the less independence you will have, the less choices you will be able to make in your life.
Well, as far as healthcare goes, what I've personally found is that, you know, any reasonably intelligent person can study health for themselves. And, you know, a doctor has a lot of specialized knowledge, like how to do brain surgery and stuff like that, that average person is not going to have. But as far as the basics of how to stay healthy and how to prevent, you know, at least in about 90% of disease, any moderately intelligent person like myself who didn't even graduate high school can study that for themselves and keep themselves healthy. And they can keep their medical expenses way, way down by taking care of their health, you know, most of their health needs themselves. And so that they don't need to go to the doctors and they don't need the government to take care of it for them. And so they can save their money and use their money instead of spending huge, horrendous amounts of money on health insurance or on doctors. You know, they can save that money and use it to make their life better somehow.
Well, and I'm I'm a simple-minded person, but I believe, and I know you've heard me say this before, it's when the insurance companies got on the scene that health care went skyrocketing. The health care, they decide what certain things cost. The insurance company decides, and it just keeps going up and up and up. And, of course, the higher things cost, the more you need the insurance. And also, there's a reason they call it practice medicine.
Yeah, and I understand that before health insurance, I understand that people often form kind of private associations, like the people who worked at a certain company might form an association, or the people that belong to a certain church or, you know, in some way were associated with each other, might form some kind of a private association where they'd agree to all put some money into a pool, you know, every time they get paid, you know, they'd put some money into a pool, and that would be to pay for the emergency or catastrophic health care expenses of some member of the group.
Maybe they still do it. I'm not in the factory work anymore. I used to be. But it used to be that some of the companies would have a physician that they would have on staff for their people. I mean, they would say, this is who we recommend you see. They've got him, you know, they've kind of got him on a, what do they call it anyway, a retainer. They've got a physician that they've got, a general practitioner, so to speak, that is there, there to meet emergency needs, there for family needs if you want to use that physician. And I don't know that they do that as much anymore.
Uh-huh. But people are smart and they're creative. And if the government isn't forcing everybody to conform to a certain solution dictated by the government, then people can find all kinds of creative and ingenious ways to solve these problems for themselves. And that's how things, and they'll do it, you know, much more efficiently and much more compassionately than the government will. So things are really much better off when we don't have the government doing things, when people figure out how to take care of it themselves.
Well, we can't have that going on. We don't want people thinking for themselves.
And you know,
Joe, that's why I have CSC Talk Radio, because I do believe in the people. I believe in people like you and others that call in that, you know, I'm not necessarily going to agree with everybody all the time, but I agree that the people, if they've got the truth in front of them, if they're educated and if they have that desire to be educated, we will make better decisions. We don't need a government telling us what to do. It is there to be small and take care of the needs of the nation, not the individual people. That's not what it was created for.
So the idea of the socialists is that all the people that are capable, all the people that are, you know, all the people that can take care of themselves, all the people that are more intelligent, have to be oppressed and taxed to death, you know, to take care of the very small minority, I believe, of people that are completely incompetent, you know, completely fools, completely will not take care of themselves well, completely will not, hold down a job, you know, but insist on, you know, being lazy and being incompetent and so on like that, so they can't hold a job. You know, so supposedly, so the socialists, you know, somehow have got so many people believing that to take care of the small minority of, you know, fools and incompetents that really can't take care of themselves all that well, which private charities could take care of, you know, very well. All the more capable people have to be oppressed and taxed to death to take care of those.
And if the people had more, they'd be able to take care of family members that are disabled or, not able to take care of themselves for whatever reason. And you and I both know there are people in this world that they have that kind of an affliction. They can't take care of themselves. And that doesn't mean they can't do something. It doesn't mean that they have to become a ward of the state for generations and generations as far as families are concerned. But when we have someone that really is in a way that they can't take care of themselves, I believe the American people want to take care of those people. We are a generous people. We are a caring people. But we're becoming a very selfish people, and that's why we're heading into this socialism. I do believe you're absolutely correct on that. We're selfish. We're lazy. We don't want to be bothered with our neighbors or other people, and we want the government to take care of it, and then it's off of our back. But then we want the government to take care of us. And we don't have to worry so bad. We can do other things in our lives. And you know, I've never, ever understood that. I just want to be left alone and do my own thing. And yet, you know, I've struggled here trying to meet the needs of the American entrepreneurs. I'm trying to be the voice of the American people, and I struggle day in and day out. And, you know, I see the rich and the famous, and they just take off. And it's like, all I'm trying to do is the right thing for the American people and give them a voice they don't have, because they don't have that anywhere else, do they, Joe?
I wouldn't say you're the only person doing, you know, a job like this, but, you know,
give me a little credit.
You are doing a good job doing what you do. You're a little bit unique in some ways. And
I'm unique. So I've been called other things.
You're doing what you're doing, and I think you're worth supporting, yeah.
All right. I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you so much. You're one of my faithfuls. I really appreciate it. We're going into a break. I do have some others to share if you don't give us a call at 877-895-5410, but I want to hear from you. Did you watch? Did you suffer through the debate? 877-895-5410, and I do mean suffer, because I did it. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism grief? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA, GATT, CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. I titled today's show, What You Didn't Hear from the Debates Last Night. And we have John from Missouri. John, how are you today?
Great.
Good. Good to have you here. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening in about the, helping people, also known as welfare. And, well, for one thing, I think we need a new name for it. I don't know what we should call it, but welfare isn't a very good name because it's just the opposite. And it's not a federal duty. I mean, at the local level, yeah. I believe it could be a very good thing. It's more targeted, more helpful, and far cheaper.
And more watchful. You could catch the abusers easier, too.
Well, and you can also help them better.
Yes, that's what I mean. You can do that, but it's more watchful. You can keep an eye on them in a good way and as far as making sure that they're not abusing what's going on. I agree. You know, that's why I said, and I kind of wasn't sure if I heard some gasps out there or not, but, you know, that's not the federal government's job to take care of the individual. It's their job to take care of the nation as a whole.
Well, and not actually even take care,
secure.
Basically to defend,
yes.
And only smooth relations between the states.
Yes.
So there aren't conflicts, you know, Maryland doesn't put a tariff on Delaware.
Yes.
I mean, there's really, as Thomas Paine said, government is a punisher. And, you know, as George Washington said, it's force.
Well, and haven't we seen that? Don't we see this in the alphabet, you know, departments, you know, that all of a sudden the people are the enemy of the state? We're the ones who caused climate change, even though I don't believe in it. We're the ones who have caused this. We've caused that. And the EPA is going after everyone. The BLM, they don't want you owning land. The property rights is out the door. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And all of a sudden, we the people who are the government, it is a republic, a constitutional republic, is how we're set up. But it's being phased into this socialistic society. Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, it's already there.
Oh, I know.
But I think if we at least admit the truth, because none of us really want to, we're all afraid. And none of us want to just tell the truth that, well, we've been taken over. Okay. But we do have a good history and heritage.
And we want to hold on to those, you know, those moments when the hair stands up on the back of your head, when you sing the national anthem or you say the Pledge of Allegiance. But, you know, that's that's not what it's about.
No, no.
It's about the people. It's about the future of this nation, and we are destroying the future of this nation. We're allowing it to happen by staying quiet and not doing anything.
By not standing up. You're absolutely right. I'm glad you're on the radio, Beth Ann.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that. You're a fairly new listener, aren't you?
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah, I'm glad to have you. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
I want to share one more thing here, and this came off of Facebook, somebody remarking about last evening. And I told him, he's kind of, sometimes he's negative. He's not really, but sometimes he comes off that way. I kind of see myself as a failure if I'm not waking everyone up. And I'm going to tell you what, I made a campaign against Hillary a long time ago. I don't believe the woman deserves to be president. It has nothing to do with her being female. It has everything to do with her being a dishonest and irresponsible person. And I feel like I failed if that happens. I feel like I fail if I can't keep the show up. He says, it's not you, because I called myself a failure. He said, it's not you. It's the Republican Party that's failed miserably, unable to commit to a strategy to eliminate the Democrats from office. Well, see, I don't know that the Democrats should not all be considered bad guys, but they, when you watched that last night, they were all definitely socialists. Unable to come together as a team to do what's best for this country, he's saying that of the Republican Party. They have to be smart enough to see the results of all their stubbornness and the attacks on one another, on each other. Neither party is worth anything, he says at this time. He used a little colorful word there. There are a few individuals that could shine and make a difference, but without a party to back them, it's not going to happen at this point in history. It's a world that has changed immensely in my life, and people have let their beliefs change also. Politically correctness has become much more important than what God says should be done. People smirk and laugh when he's mentioned what's right and what's wrong. Satan definitely has a strong foothold in all of that's been going on for many years. The good voice that we used to hear in the politics and life is slowly being extinguished. Lies and dishonesty and even murder is becoming more and more commonplace in our great country. And he signed off Semper Fi. He is a Marine that served his country in Vietnam, the same age as my brother, the Marine who served in Vietnam. And I think very highly of them. Well, I want to tell you this. I'm going to share something that has nothing to do with the Democrat debate. Now, if you remember, I've had a young man on the air several times, and he's from Australia, but he is now in the United States, and he's got his visa, and he's working on his citizenship. But if you'll remember, he's out to help children and families, those that are being attacked and abused, whether it's by government or outside entities. And he has started a foundation called the Taylor Page Foundation, and he asked me to read this, and I do. I'm 100% behind this man and what he's trying to do, and he has sacrificed greatly. He says, please read this, and I will. I stand with the Taylor Page Foundation in their endeavor to build better families for a better future tomorrow. Taylor Page Foundation is involved with issues that affect families, domestic violence, child protection issues, better education for children, eradication of child poverty. Now, he doesn't just do this here in the United States. It is worldwide. Their goal is to protect children, to bring families together, raising the standards for children worldwide so that all children can live safe and productive lives, creating a new set of ideals for future generations. And he says to just search for the hashtag, hashtag Stand Up With Taylor Page, and join us in this fight. We stand with Taylor Page Foundation. Will you? And I asked him to come on when he wanted this to, when he wanted me to read this, but he had a meeting and wasn't able to do that. I said, well, I will read it and we'll have you on in the near future for a segment or two and we'll talk about what's going on. I mentioned to you yesterday, you know, last night, Hillary and the other candidates, they shamed the Republican Party for wanting to defund Planned Parenthood. They shamed them. Shame on you. Well, shame on them for not valuing life. The Red Ribbon Campaign is on. I have the ribbons. I will have the shirts before next week is out for sure. The red ribbons will be $7 for 10 of them. The shirts will be $20 a piece. And the bands for your wrists will be $5 a piece unless you buy more than one, and then it'll just be $4. And I'll sell a package. One of each, well, except for the ribbons, there'll be 10, for $28. And if you want to make it an even 30, kick in $2 donations for CSC Talk Radio. I hope you'll do this. At least get the ribbons. I ordered 1,000 of the ribbons so that you can show people. These babies are crying from the womb. Let's bring America home.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.